questions about mortgages. Warning bells started to ring when the Bank of England increased base rate in August, and with inflation running above target, a further rise seems likely, which leaves new home buyers and existing borrowers in a quandary. Where to look for the best deals, and whether to choose a fixed or variable rate, or maybe a tracker. It's easy to get carried away by rising house prices, and the last thing you want is to end up in debt with the threat of repossession. 08700 100 444 is the Moneybox Live number. Lines are open now, and they're not particularly busy at the moment, but they will be when the programme starts after the 3 o'clock news, so get in early on 08700 100 444.
Thanks, Vincent. Well, now on BBC Radio 4, we take a trip to the other side of the world to follow one man's pursuit of love and self-discovery in today's afternoon play, Travel Sick.
Travel Sick by Trevor Locke and Sem Develard.
I must be dying. Or am I being bored? I have to sit up straight. I mustn't lie down. But I want to lie down.
And die. No.
No, I don't want to die. I just want to lie down. I was born on the 2nd of September 1973. I still know that. What else do I know? Nothing.
If somebody would have told me that one day I would be lying on the floor of a hut in the Amazon jungle, spasming uncontrollably, my mind in pieces, then they would have been right, and presumably blessed with some kind of power to see the future. But I wouldn't have believed them, because among the things I like least are travel, jungles, and spasming uncontrollably. So how did I end up combining all three? Margarita. Not the drink, but a girl. Just as intoxicating, and with the same bitter aftertaste.
William. Mm. Goodbye.
What?
Ciao. I'm going now.
Where are you going?
Home. I'm flying home to Lima today.
What do you mean? Wait. What are you talking about, flying home to Lima?
In my belly, I feel it's time to get some sun, and I want to see my family. This train in London is just going to wash me down. Now I know why you Englishes talk about the weather.
But I love you.
I love me too.
I'm serious, Margarita.
You don't love me, William. You have known me 2 weeks.
I do. I love you.
Well, come with me then.
What? I can't come with you. I've got work in 3 hours. It's 5 o'clock in the morning.
I know. Oh, that's my minicab.
I can't believe this.
You can come and visit me any time. Mi casa es tu casa.
I will, okay. I'll come to visit you.
I live in Peru.
I know. I'll come to Peru.
And do you know where Peru is? South America. It's the other side of the world.
I know where Peru is.
Well, you told me you're scared of flying, and you've only been to France before with your school, so
I'll get on a plane, and I'll come to Peru.
Okay. So, hasta la vista, baby. That's Spanish from Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, I know.
Bye-bye, Willy. See you in Peru.
Bye.
We'd only known each other 2 weeks, but they were the most amazing 2 weeks of my life. With Margarita, I was a different person. I was a better person. I was my fantasy me. But without her, I couldn't quite do it. That's why I had to go to Peru. I knew nothing about Peru, except that it was a hotbed of New Age spirituality and Maoist terrorism, and a popular backpacker's destination. But I knew it would be worth it to see her again waiting for me at Lima Airport.
Taxi!
Where
is she?
Taxi!
No, thank you.
Taxi?
No, I don't need a taxi.
Hey, you want a taxi?
Margarita?
What the hell?
Go away! Margarita! Oh, no, sorry. Sorry. Get off my bag! Excuse me. I'm looking for a friend of mine. She's supposed to be picking me up. Her name is Margarita Sachun.
Sorry, we cannot help you. We only deal with lost baggage here. You must just look around yourself.
Hello, senor. Taxi.
No, I don't need a taxi. Thank you. My friend is meeting me here.
Yes, where is your friend?
I don't know.
I'll get you a taxi.
She simply wasn't there. I travelled halfway around the world to meet her, and she'd stood me up. Being stood up after you've caught the Northern Line to Leicester Square is annoying. Being stood up after a merciless 16-hour flight halfway around the world is humiliating. But luckily I found an internet cafe, and to my relief there was an email from her.
Dear Willy, I've gone to the mountains. Come and find me. Take a bus to Cachabamba and come to Hostel Tres Picos and I will see you there. Love from Margarita.
What? Was this some kind of joke? This was not a good omen. This was precisely not what was supposed to happen. I'd been in Peru 5 minutes and already Margarita and a beach had been replaced with a bus and a mountain.
Hola, Cachabamba, is this the bus for Cachabamba?
Sí, Cachabamba, 50 soles.
Se conviene?
50 soles.
Ah, 50?
50. 50.
Oh, sí, okay.
Momentito. Esto no va a Cachabamba y no cuesta 50 soles.
Sí, me equivoqué.
Cha. He was trying to rip you off. This bus is not going to Cachabamba, and if it was, it's like 50 soles to go there.
Oh, thank you.
Your first time in Peru?
Yes, thanks for that.
No problem. We're actually looking for the same bus.
Oh, great.
What's your name?
William.
Valentina.
Oh, and thank you for that.
Nothing. She already thanked me. Twice. That was the third time.
Sorry.
English, right?
Yes. The accent?
No, the apologies and the thank yous. Ah, quick! This is our bus!
Oh, right. Okay. Thank you.
So this was just the sort of experience I was dreading, sitting on a bus bound for some obscure mountainous region next to a strange woman, with my blood sugar dropping by the minute and no hope of any proper food. I hadn't eaten for maybe 5 hours now, but what was safe for me to eat in this place? Everything looked infected. If only I could find something processed and artificial, wrapped in plastic, crisps, chocolate, anything out of a tin.
So, tell me, what does an Englishman like you doing in Peru, William?
I'm meeting a friend. I'm supposed to be meeting a friend in Cachabamba.
An English friend?
No, she's Peruvian. Margarita, my friend Margarita.
Ah, okay, now I understand.
What do you mean?
Well, for a moment I was thinking, what is this man doing here? You're obviously not a traveler. So, you are in love with this Margarita?
We're friends, good friends. She invited me. I hadn't seen her for 3 months and... So... What do you do?
What do I do?
Yes.
Well, I do many things. I breathe, I eat, I look at the sky.
Ah, right. So you're a student on a gap year, then.
What about you, William? What do you do apart from following a woman called Margarita halfway around the world?
I'm a traffic systems engineer. Traffic lights.
Oh, yes, I forgot. Do English relate to people in terms of the economic function they perform? You're not really interested in who I am or what I do. You just want to know what it is I have to do to earn money, where I sit in the economic matrix. Well, I work for the university. I'm an anthropologist.
An anthropologist? That sounds interesting.
Well, people are interesting.
Yes, so where are you going now? Are you looking for some ruins?
I don't know what I'm looking for, William. I'll know what it is when I find it.
Oh, well, that's very, interesting.
You are very pale.
Oh.
Are you hungry?
Well, yes, I am a little.
Would you like some chocolate and cheese?
Ah, thank you very much.
Here.
She pulled out from her bag a piece of giant sweet corn and some cheese, half stuck to a paper napkin, and held it out to me. I realized that I couldn't afford to offend a potential ally so early into the journey. She looked at me expectantly, so I bit into the soggy cheese with a feigned nonchalance.
Mm.
Do you like it?
Yes.
It's nice, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So much healthier than the processed cheese you find in supermarkets. Natural, unpasteurized, organic cheese made by traditional Peruvian methods, by hand in a little kitchen. Oh, That's the lady I bought it from.
I looked round, and in the seat behind us saw a 500-year-old woman with no teeth and something living in the corners of her mouth. Suddenly, Valentina was laughing in my face.
You English are so funny with your ridiculous politeness. I had an English friend called Tom when I lived in Cusco. I remember once we were taken out to tea by a friend of his to a nice hotel. They were eating cake. I could tell that my friend's friend Alan was hungry, and he wanted to eat the last piece of cake. But he wanted to be polite, so we asked Tom first if he wanted it. Tom wasn't hungry, but because his friend Alan had offered him the cake, he thought it would be rude not to eat it. So he took the cake. It was so funny. Both of them were doing what they thought the other wanted instead of what he wanted. So they both ended up annoyed at each other.
Well, that sounds like a perfectly understandable misunderstanding.
An understandable misunderstanding? Oh, you English are incredible. No one ever knows what you're really thinking, what you really want, least of all yourselves. I think you really don't know why you're here, William. You know, I don't know if you really like me or not. Maybe you're just sitting next to me out of some strange, twisted idea of manners. Maybe you don't even want to see your friend Margarita, but you think it's polite if you do.
I don't know how you think that trying to be polite, trying to do the right thing is wrong, because that is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to do the right thing. I'm not trying to be bad or to hurt anyone. I'm trying to be nice, to do the right thing. Is that wrong?
Yes, trying to be nice is wrong. We did not put on this planet to be nice.
Oh, that's nonsense. So you'd rather someone was not nice to you than nice to you? You would prefer someone to be rude to you, to hurt you?
I would rather they were real to me.
Real?
What is the use of someone being nice to me if they don't mean it? What is the point of someone offering me the cake if they just want to eat it themselves?
Enzio.
What about if you want to eat the cake too, huh? What then?
Then we have to tell each other that we both want the cake, wouldn't we? We'd have to talk to each other without being terrified that the other person might think we're a monster if we tell them that we want the last piece of cake too. Instead of living behind the veil of guessing, pretending, politeness and manners, we would be real to them. Then we would share the cake. Or just order another one.
Okay, but I'm not sure that's going to work in other scenarios outside of a cake shop.
Of course, because you're terrified of being real. You can't be sure that people will like the real you, so you try to act and speak in a way that you think people will like. You probably don't even like this Margarita. This what? Margarita probably doesn't even like you. She probably likes the act you do around her, an act you've developed just to please her because you are frightened that she won't like who you really are.
You really have some problems. I mean, you are incredible. I mean, I feel great now. You've really made me feel great about myself.
What do you say? The truth hurts sometimes. You have to be cruel to be kind.
Lies also hurt, actually. And you have to be, cruel to be cruel. So it doesn't really mean much.
I didn't want to be cruel.
Maybe not, but I think you've just given a perfect demonstration of why manners and politeness are actually quite useful.
I was just telling you what I think about you.
Well, next time, keep it to yourself.
You mean lie and say nice things to you that I don't mean?
Well, how about saying something nice that you do mean?
Okay. You have very beautiful eyes.
Thank you. So do you.
We fell into silence. The cheese grumbled in my stomach. I looked out of the window at the desert and had conversations in my head with friends from London. With Margarita, with myself, rehearsing telling some anecdote about Valentina, which would illustrate how absurd she was and how patently reasonable I was. I drifted off into a reverie of imaginary conversations and awoke to some sort of hubbub in the coach.
What's happening?
It's nothing to worry about. They're just showing Pretty Woman on the video and it's the driver's favorite film.
Wow. Look out there. Look at the shapes of the mountains against the sky.
Yes, they look like monsters, don't they?
What is that down there?
It's the moon.
Oh, we're above the moon! My God, it's like being on another planet!
Have you been on another planet before?
Well, no, but I've seen a lot of Star Trek episodes.
Oh, God! Oh!
What?
Oh!
What is it?
There's nothing there!
You're frightened of nothing?
Yes, but that's all there is between me and a 3,000-foot drop I am.
Whoa! What's going on?
I told you, the driver likes Julia Roberts. Now sit down and go back to sleep.
Hey! He's looking at... He's watching the film!
Calm down!
But he's not watching the road! He keeps looking up at the film!
It's all right. Every time there's a bend or another bus coming, the passengers will tell him.
I'd always hated Julia Roberts. The fact that she might now be responsible for my death gave that hatred a newfound dignity. To give the driver his due, every time we shouted at him, he did look back at the road. And so for a couple of hours, this was how we wended our way up the side of the Andes.
Welcome to Cachabamba.
This is it.
What were you expecting, Machu Picchu? Now go and find the hostel Tres Picos. Your darling is waiting.
Thanks. Well, goodbye then. Thank you for all your help. It was very nice to meet you.
Was it? It was nice to meet me? Oh, good. I thought it wasn't nice to meet me.
No, it was.
Take care, William. Adios.
Hola. Hostel Tres Picos?
Sí, señor.
Ah, good. Hola. Estoy buscando Ana Chica C. Lama Margarita. Soy el Ingles.
Margarita, ella no está. Se fueron ayer a Bamba Bamba.
Sorry, I don't understand. Speak English?
Dejaron un mensaje para ti. Una carta.
A letter from Margarita. Thank you. Thanks. Gracias.
Dear Willy, I cannot wait for you any longer. Hope you're okay. I'm going to Bamba Bamba. It is very small. Probably only two or three places to stay, so you should find me easy. Hugs, Margarita.
Hugs. Hugs? What am I doing here? I'm cold, starving and exhausted, and the woman I love has stood me up again. She can't even be bothered to stay put in one place long enough for me to get to her. I'm going straight back to London. But how do I get back to Lima?
Hey, William. Where are you going?
Valentina, what are you doing here?
Oh, my bus had to turn around. Did you find your friend?
No, she's gone on to somewhere else.
Oh, what a pity. Do you know where she went?
Bamba Bamba.
Well, it looks like we'll be traveling together again. That's the same bus I'm catching.
I think I'm going back to Lima, actually.
But why?
I just don't think I can face any more of this.
But you've only just got here.
I came here to meet my friend, not to go on some magical mystery wild goose chase. It's just ridiculous.
But it's an adventure.
It's not an adventure. It's a bleeding nightmare. And it's also rude and annoying. I would never have come if I'd known this was going to happen. I'm supposed to be lying on a beach sipping cocktails with the woman I love, not freezing up in some two-donkey tin pot. I mean, what is this place?
William, you shouldn't go back. You are so close. Bamba Bamba is just over that hill. Come on, we can go together again.
Oh, I just can't.
I've got a present for you.
Crisps.
I bought them for you.
Oh, Valentina, thank you.
So, there's good news and there's bad news, William.
Okay, bad news.
There's no bus to Bamba Bamba until tomorrow.
What? Oh, then I've no chance of meeting Margarita. What's the other bad news?
The good news, William, is that we can go on this lorry.
But the cab's jam-packed. I mean, he's got a family of six in there already.
Go on it, William. We can go on the top, up there.
Valentina, this is a very thoughtful idea, but it's taken all I can muster to psych myself up for another cramped and dangerous journey with another Peruvian bus driver. I don't think I'm quite ready for piggybacking on the top of a lorry.
But what about your friend? This is your only chance to get to her, or you will be standing up on her now.
Standing her up. Yes, I suppose.
Come on! It's a wonderful view from the top!
Yes, it was a wonderful view. But to me, it was more frightening than beautiful. I was now looking at a pink mountain, and it terrified me.
So what is in this lorry?
Gas!
What?
Petroleum! We're traveling up the side of a mountain on a boat!
A 29-year-old South London man has died whilst on holiday in Peru. The petrol tanker he was riding on fell off the side of a pink mountain. I reassured myself that the news report just didn't sound right. Therefore, I was probably going to live. At least for now.
Why? Why did I do this? I'm going to die.
I'm a coward, and I don't want to look bad. That's why I'm going to die here. I'm dying of politeness.
William, please stop reading and look around you. It's beautiful.
I'm not here to look around. I'm just here to get from A to B.
Ridiculous. You can't enjoy your environment and you don't even know this Margarita. You think you're in love with her, but she's just a figment of your imagination.
But how do you know? Just because you don't have someone, something, anything, just because you're looking for something you don't know what it is till you find it. Go ahead. Enjoy the view. And some of us have found what we're looking for.
How can you think you're still in love with this woman when you haven't seen her for 3 months? I think that is why you are still in love with her, because you haven't seen her for 3 months. If you'd been with her all that time, you wouldn't be in love with her anymore. And she certainly wouldn't be in love with you.
Well, how do you know? You don't know me. You've never met her.
I know love. And it doesn't last more than a few weeks. Love is actually a mental illness, you know.
No, it isn't.
When you are in love with someone, you are slightly mentally ill. You have a distorted view of reality. You think an ordinary person who actually just the same as everyone else is something special. This girl you met, she's just an ordinary girl. How can you say I love you when you've said it 1,000 times before and you know you're going to say it 1,000 times again?
Well, when you say it, you mean it.
When you say it, you kill it. As soon as you say I love you, that's it. It's downhill all the way.
So don't say it then.
Don't worry, I won't.
Valentina? What's happening?
I think they need to change the wheel. See you later.
Where are you going for a walk?
No, this is it. I get off here.
But what? I mean, where are you going? We're in the middle of nowhere. I thought you were coming with me to Bamba Bamba.
There's a place I need to visit just over there on the other side of this valley, so I'm going to take a look.
Oh, great.
Don't worry, William. They'll fix the tire and you'll be in Bamba Bamba in no time. Maybe we'll meet again.
Well, yes, I hope so.
Goodbye.
What an infuriating woman. What am I doing sitting here on my own for? It was her idea to jump on the back of this petrol tanker, not mine. I didn't even want to come here. I could be on a plane back to London by now if I hadn't listened to her. Well, I suppose if I find Margarita, it'll all be worth it.
Dear Willy, I hope you're having fun. Peru is beautiful, isn't it? I had to move on. I am going down to a place called Tarapogo. So, hope to see you in the Hostal Trébol. Lots of love. Enjoy.
Enjoy? Is she being sarcastic?
G'day, mate. Chuggy.
Sorry?
Chuggy. My name's Chuggy.
Oh, my name's William.
Oh, nice to meet you, William. So, where are you heading? Where you been?
I'm going to Tarapogo.
Oh, me too, mate. Oh, listen, do you want to come out hiking with me? We've got a tent we can share the sleeping bag. There's supposed to be some incredible pre-Inca ruins up around here somewhere. Fancy it?
Well, you see, the thing is, I've got to meet this friend in Tarapogo.
Right. Girl, is it? Yeah, beautiful these Peruvian chicks are, aren't they?
You know when the next bus or something is?
Oh, a couple of days at least.
A couple of days? I thought there was one today.
Oh, there was, but the road got washed away.
So we're stuck here, then?
Not necessarily, William. We could cross over the river by footbridge, walk to the next town, catch a bus from there in the morning.
Could we? Well, how far is it?
About 8 hours.
8 hours? We'd never make it.
Well, you'd have to camp out the night, get up at sunrise. We'll be there by 9 in the morning, ready to catch a bus. We could be at Tarapogo by lunchtime. You up for it?
Well...
Come on, hey! How much do you like this girl? Do you want to know what my philosophy is?
Yes.
Yeah? I'll tell you then. You don't meet anyone by coincidence. Everyone you meet them for a reason. You don't know what that reason is, of course. You have to work that out for yourself. But no matter how unlikely it may seem, there's always a reason.
Right, yes, I see.
Got you thinking, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has.
You're probably wondering what the reason we've met now is.
Yes, I was wondering that.
You see, you don't know if I'm going to turn out to be a fairy or a goblin. But I'm definitely one or the other. You just got to keep your wits about you to work out which it is.
I see.
Because if I'm really a goblin, but you take me for a fairy, then you're up the proverbial creek.
Yes, I suppose I am.
But if you write me off too soon as a goblin, when in fact I am a fairy, then you'll miss out on all the goodness I might bestow on you.
Yes.
Of course, the same is true for me. I've got to find out if you're a goblin or not, too.
Yeah.
But I've got a feeling you're going to be my fairy.
Oh. It was too late to turn back. I just had to keep going forward and hope that we would make it into the town before one of us turned into a goblin. Or a fairy.
Will you take a look at that?
Oh, no. What the hell is this?
Hey, don't be so picky. I promised us a footbridge and that is what I found us.
It's a rope bridge. It's made out of rope. Are you seriously intending to walk across that?
Twist or stick, William.
What?
Whenever I'm faced with a dilemma, I always ask myself, twist or stick, Chuggy? And since I stepped forth onto this continent, I promise myself to always twist.
Right, well, I think we should stick, Chuggy. I think we should stick to life and twist ourselves around, walk back and wait for a bus or something.
Walk back? We could be days waiting and you'll never meet your lady friend.
If I step onto that bridge, I may never meet anyone.
Look, I've got the tent and the sleeping bag. So, if you don't want to die of exposure, you better come too. We'll cross together. That way, if anything happens, neither one of us needs to feel guilty.
Chuggy, wait. Please, look. I suffer from vertigo.
Then just don't look down. Oh, do you want me to hold your hand?
No, thank you. Oh! Oh, I think it's giving way!
It's just wobbling a bit. Take it easy.
I am taking it easy.
Try not to make any sudden movements. Just walk slowly and evenly.
Slowly and evenly.
We're almost in the middle now.
Oh, God! Oh!
Jeez! That is one murky brown raging torrent down there.
Thank you for reminding me, Chuggy.
Okay, William. Look down. Now.
Leave me alone.
Look down, please.
I don't want to look down.
Yeah, well, there's a flippin' plank missing, so if you don't look down, then you're going to be going down.
Oh, no.
Just try and stay calm. You're going to tip us in the river.
Help!
No, look, pull yourself together, mate.
Help!
Look me in the eyes, William. Look me in the eyes. Look, you've got to trust me. You have to trust Chuggy. Now, do you trust Chuggy?
Yes. I trust Chuggy.
Okay, good. Right. We're closer to the other side now, so we should just keep going.
Keep going.
Hold on to the ropes tight and just step over it. That's all we have to do. Yeah, you little fairy, William.
What?
Oh, I honestly thought I was a goner then. I thought both of us were. I'm a gambling man. I probably should have told you that. I have a sort of weird gambling risk-taking addiction thing. Anyway, I have to say, I really thought the odds were pretty 60-40. We were going to get creamed on that one. But you must be my bloody fairy, William.
Oh, what is happening to me? I think he's trying to suck something out of my head. Like he's sucking out poison. That's a bad sign, isn't it? Sucking out poison? Or evil. He's sucking out evil. There's something evil in me. I'm not a fairy. I'm a goblin.
At Tarapogo, I got away from Chuggy as quickly as I could and went to Margarita's hotel. With a now familiar sinking feeling, I was handed another note.
Hi, Willie. Where are you? You must be having an incredible time. I bet you're making a lot of friends. Traveling is wonderful, isn't it? I can't wait to hear about it all.
She had moved on again, leaving instructions to follow her. I'd had enough. I decided there and then I just wanted to get back to London. First, I needed some food, though. Wandering from cafe to filthy-looking cafe, staring at unintelligible menus, I suddenly heard a familiar laugh coming from a bar.
William, you look terrible.
Oh, thank you. Well, you look lovely.
Sit down.
Thank you. Oh, Valentina, it's really great to see you.
Oh, it's great to see you too, William. So, did you find your friend?
No, she's gone to a place called Pilco Pato now.
Oh, William, Pilco Pato, that's way down in the jungle.
Oh, God, is it?
Oh, listen, you must meet my friend. Chuggy,
Over here. Oh, this is William.
William, mate. Good to see you again.
Chuggy.
Do you know each other?
Yeah, we crossed that river together.
Oh, he was the guy you were telling me about?
Yeah.
How funny. I should have guessed.
What did he tell you about?
Oh, nothing,
really. No, come on, what did he say? What was so funny?
Oh, nothing. He's just funny the way he tells stories, that's all.
Yeah, funny, peculiar, anyway. It's funny, weird, funny, flipping psychopathic.
Oh, well, isn't this a coincidence, us meeting like this?
Nothing is a coincidence. Burial goblin, William. Burial goblin.
So, where did you two meet?
Oh, we met ages ago up in Horaz. It's an amazing story, actually. We were camping together up in the mountains by this beautiful lake.
Oh, just the two of you?
Yeah, just the two of us. And a crate of beer.
And in the middle of the night, we got up to look at the stars. And then when we came back...
When we came back, the tent was gone.
And then we looked out and saw it floating in the middle of the lake.
Yeah, so I jumped in the lake, swam out, got the tent ashore.
Can you imagine that? The water was so cold and black. It was very scary because it was nighttime and we were so far away from anywhere.
It was wild.
Yeah, so it sounds crazy.
Hey, let's have a drink. Here.
What's that?
Oh, it looks like chicha.
That's right, Val. It's the real deal.
It looks good. Where did you get it?
Oh, I got it from some old lady up near Roy Onda. Here, help yourself.
Oh, thanks.
William?
No, thanks.
Oh, go and try it, William.
But what is it?
It's made from giant purple sweet corn and saliva. Oh. These old ladies chew the sweet corn, then spit it out into a big vat.
Oh, that's disgusting. Well, there's no way I'm drinking that.
And that's so typical.
Oh, it's not disgusting. It's a national drink of Peru. And how do you know that it's disgusting if you won't even try it? You're so close-minded.
Exactly.
I'm not close-minded. I just know that old ladies' saliva won't be my cup of tea.
Don't you just love that expression? Not my cup of tea, old chap.
At least try it once.
Ah, it's just a coward.
I'm not a coward. I just know myself, that's all. I know what I like and I know what I don't like.
What really makes me sad about you, William, is that you are going to go home exactly the same person you were when you landed.
But so will he. He likes doing stupid things. It's not brave or challenging for him to drink granny spit or to walk across a rope bridge or to jump in a lake.
Right.
That's what he likes doing anyway. He is a compulsive risk taker. He can't even help it. It'd be probably more challenging for him to sit down quietly with a cup of tea and try and read a book.
Oh, you can read books when you're dead.
And you're no different, Valentina. You'll go back to Lima just the same as when you left. You don't even know what you're looking for, so you can guarantee you'll never find it. And you can keep on moving all you like, but you'll always stay in exactly the same place.
What are you talking about? This woman has travelled all over the world.
If you don't have any objectives, then how can you be disappointed? It's quite clever in a way, but also pretty cowardly.
You're the coward, scared of dying all the time.
That's right, I'm scared. I'm in a horrible country, a frightening place that I hate, and I'm doing things I really didn't want to do. Drinking things I really shouldn't be drinking.
This is a beautiful country. You're blind.
Bravery is having to do things that you fear. And I fear this place. I don't know about you guys. I don't know what you fear, but it doesn't seem like you're confronting them. I am drinking mine down. In fact, give me that glass. I don't care.
William, be careful. It's very strong.
Give me another one. Yes. I'm the only brave one sitting round this table.
You ain't no brave, mate, if it bits you in the...
No, Chuggy, he's right. He's brave because he's confronting his fears.
That's right. I'm brave.
Ooh, can't take his booze.
You've inspired me, William.
Oh, me too, William. I think I'm going to vomit.
Hey, I've got an idea. Why don't we all do an ayahuasca ceremony together?
Whoa there.
What's that?
It's an ancient ceremony where you drink a potion made from the vine of the dead. Ayahuasca is supposed to make you see yourself. That's what each of us really needs. If we could see ourselves, then we would understand things differently.
Okay, let's do it.
Well, steady on there, mate.
What, scared, eh? Mm-hmm. Come on in, bring it on. Yep.
Well, if he's in, I'm in.
And if you're both in, I'm in. Salud!
Cheers.
What the hell had I got myself into? I suppose I sort of believed what I was saying at the time. Well, part of me believed it at least, but the trouble was that part of me wasn't around anymore when I got to the jungle. But if they were going to do it, I was going to do it.
Haremos mañana. Yo y otro, señora. ¿Pueden comer normal esta noche?
Sí.
What's going on, Val?
Oh, the shaman says he'll see us tomorrow. We can eat normally tonight.
Whatever normally means.
Mañana desayuno ligero.
And a very light breakfast in the morning.
Y después del agua que yo les doy.
After that, you just drink what he gives us.
Okay.
tienen que bañarse en agua florecida por la tarde y en el atardecer tendremos la ceremonia.
And you have to bathe in flower water in the afternoon, and then after sundown in the evening, he'll do the ceremony with us.
Oh, God.
We filed into the hut, one by one, and sat down in a circle. I looked around and realized that Valentina and Chuggy were missing. Where were they? The shaman was filling a small wooden cup with the ayahuasca, which was being passed to each of us in turn. Was it too late for me to back out as well? Of course it wasn't. If the others weren't doing it, then why should I? But then the cup was passed to me. I looked at the thick black liquid in the bottom. Everyone was waiting for me to drink. It wouldn't be polite to decline now, not with everyone looking. I didn't want to hold up the shaman. Twist or stick, fairy or goblin. I lifted the cup to my mouth and drank it down. Everywhere I looked, I could see beautiful, multicolored, geometrical shapes dancing in time to the music. This is very pleasant, I thought. I don't know what all the fuss is about. Then suddenly, like I was in a turbocharged lift, I seemed to shoot up to the roof of the hut. Everything was quiet and calm now. And I could see very clearly a strangely familiar but crumpled human form lying on the floor beneath. It was me. I'm dying. Or am I being born?
William, I'm so sorry we left you on your own.
Look at those trees. They're so big and alive.
I know.
No, but look at them. I mean, this is a jungle. Can you feel that life around you?
Finally! This is what I've been trying to tell you ever since I met you. Look around you. Enjoy the view. Welcome to reality, William.
It's amazing. I mean, Valentina, thank you. Thank you for bringing me here.
What happened to you, William?
I don't know. Oh, I don't know if I died or if I was born. I mean, it's like trying to explain a dream, I suppose. I mean, I don't even think I understand it.
It doesn't matter. You don't have to explain it.
Where's Chuggy? I need to thank him, too. He turned out to be a fairy.
He met the tracker and decided to go off up the river monkey washing instead.
Look at the sky.
Yes, the sky is beautiful.
And the trees.
Yes, the trees.
And you. Look at you.
William, I can't believe you went through this. I'm impressed.
Listen, Valentina, I've realized something. When I came to Peru, I knew I was looking for something, but it turned out I was looking for someone else entirely. I mean, I think I've found them now.
Oh, William.
Yes, I wasn't looking for Margarita.
Love is actually a mental illness.
I was looking for...
As soon as you say, I love you, it's over.
I was looking for myself.
Oh, yes, well, that's good, William. You found yourself. Great. I'm really pleased.
Oh, good, thank you. Wait a minute, now I remember. I wrote it down. I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget it, of course.
Oh, what did you write down?
This thing I understood. I had this revelation in the middle of the ceremony. I suddenly understood the meaning of life, and I wrote it down in case I forgot it. But, oh, where did I put that piece of paper? Oh... Yeah, here it is. Here, look. Oh,
so what does it say?
It says, I do not love ice cream. I do not love Elvis.
That's very profound, William.
This is love. Don't forget this now. Love this. This moment now is the most important moment of my life. But I do love ice cream. And Elvis. And why was that the most important moment of my life? Why? What happened? Why didn't I write that bit down? Oh, I suppose I just couldn't put it into words.
But you have put it into words. Let me read it. I do not love ice cream. I do not love Elvis. This is love. Do not forget this now. Love this. This moment now is the most important moment of my life.
God, I'm such an idiot. Why didn't I write that down?
You have. This is the most important moment of your life, William. This is. It's the most important moment of both our lives. Now.
Now?
Yes! Love this now. It's the only place anything ever happens.
You're right. So, what do we do now?
I don't know. Just be here, I suppose.
And so that's what we did. We travelled through the now on the back of a chicken truck until we got to Pilcopato.
Well, this is where you get off, William, I suppose.
What?
This is Pilcopato. This is where you're meeting Margarita.
Ah, yes, that's right. Well, thank you. I nearly forgot. Well, I suppose I should go then. I don't expect she's there, but you never know. It would be rude of me not to at least check. After all, I've come all this way. I mean, if she is waiting, it wouldn't be very nice.
Well, goodbye, William.
Yes, yes, Valentina, well, goodbye. Goodbye.
Why was I getting off here? Why didn't I just stay in the truck with Valentina? Twist or stick? Twist or stick? I was stuck.
Hola?
Sí, hola?
Hola. Estoy buscando una chica se llama Margarita.
Sí, se encuentra.
Before my brain had time to turn the sound waves into language, something in me had already recognized the voice.
Willy, I can't believe it!
I can't believe it either.
Oh, you my little gringuito cachetoncito! What are you doing here?
I have no idea. I have no idea what I'm doing here.
Oh, here. This is a gitano.
Hello.
Hola, amigo.
Isn't he beautiful?
Yes. Yes, he is.
Gitano, dame dos minutos.
Sí, amor.
I didn't want to tell you in a letter or an email. I wanted to tell you in person.
No, I understand. Drag me halfway around the world and through a jungle and then tell me. It makes much more sense that way.
Aw, you're not angry, are you?
No.
But I didn't believe you would really come. I thought you would give up a long time ago.
Well, you know me.
No, I don't think I know you, really.
I don't think I know me either. You know what, Margarita? I've met someone new, too.
You have? Where is she?
She took a ride down to Warawara. I said goodbye to her about 20 minutes ago.
But why didn't you go with her?
I don't know. I just thought, I had this ridiculous idea that you and I just didn't want to leave you and me hanging in the air on a sort of cliffhanger.
Well, that was very nice of you. But haven't you just left yourself hanging off another cliff?
Yes. I think I have.
You better hurry up.
Thanks. I will. Bye.
So off I ran in search of Valentina. We'd known each other a couple of weeks, but they were the most amazing weeks of my life. With Valentina, I was a different person. After travelling with her, I really was a better person. If I could just find her and find the courage just to tell her how I felt about her, then maybe...
Warawara? Do you go to Warawara?
Excuse me, you're going to Warawara?
Yes.
Oh, and me too. You need to get on this truck here.
Oh, thank you.
You're going monkey tracking or to look for jaguar?
I'm looking for a friend, actually.
My name is Marisol. Happy to meet you.
I'm William. Nice to meet you too, Marisol.
In my pocket, I found a piece of paper. It said, "Love this. This moment now is the most important moment of my life."
Jaguar, did you say?
Travel Sick was written by Trevor Locke and Sam Develart. It starred Trevor Locke as William, Melanie Bond as Valentina, Yayone Perez as Margarita, Ewan Bailey as Chuggy, and Arturo Venegas as the Shaman. The music was by Andy Gill, and the producer was Helen Williams.
Empire Windrush, sailing for England on May 28th.
From the award-winning novel by Andrea Levy.
You bring me all this way for just this?
What do you expect, woman? There has been a war. Houses bombed. I know plenty of people live worse than this.
BBC Radio 4's new daily drama.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
I can speak and understand the English language very well, thank you.
Oh, no need to thank me.
Small Island. This Monday to Friday at 10:45 in the morning and 7:45 in the evening.
BBC Radio 4, the news at 3 o'clock. A judge has warned one of the defendants in the fertiliser bomb plot trial at the Old Bailey that there will be consequences if he continues to refuse to give evidence. Omar Khayyam told the court he feared for the safety of his family in Pakistan. He says they were visited by the security services after he told how he'd been given military training in the country. Seven men are on trial accused of plotting a bombing campaign in the UK. A man who carried out a series of sexual assaults on schoolgirls has been jailed for 13 years. Anthony Dubois, who's 58, dressed as a tramp to attack teenagers in Surrey over a seven-year period. The last of his crimes was 10 years ago. Police tracked him down using DNA evidence. Detective Chief Inspector Mark Yexley said Dubois had ruined the lives of dozens of people.
His victims have been left mentally scarred. Many are still too afraid to go out alone. They have problems with their relationships. Many suffer panic attacks and many don't trust men. Their education has also suffered.
A suicide bomber on a bicycle has killed four NATO soldiers in southern Afghanistan. The Canadian troops were handing out gifts to children in Kandahar province when the explosion happened. NATO troops have been involved in fierce fighting locally with Taliban insurgents. A taxi driver has been jailed for 3 years for killing a teenage pedestrian who was dragged underneath his cab for more than a mile. Ghulam Hussein, who's 44...